Shalom to all. Today's Tafas Bava Mitzvah Afternoon Gimel. We are starting Nun Beis Amud Beis about 5 lines up from the bottom with the word Gufa. And today's Tafas sponsor Lili Nishmas Marsh Merim Sarabas Yaakov Maisha Hernish Shama should have an Aliyah and Lili Nishmas Rabbi Yantiv and Rabbi Asher Anshul his Nishama should have an Aliyah. We continue discussing what we had left off with. It's a little bit of a digression from the bigger discussion of Aina. Here we're just going to be talking about Chizkiah. The Gemara tells us Gufa was stated previously. Amr Chizkiah says Meister Sheni she'ain b'shava pruta. If a person has Meister Sheni that's not a shava pruta, Aimer he could say as follows: Hu v'chum she'mechal Meister Shainos it and its Chaimish is Mechol, its Kedusha is transferred onto the original money that I used to Mechal my other Meister Sheini. The reason why he's able to do this is Lefishi Yev Shalal Adam Mutsamtim Isav, because it's impossible for a person to be exact with his money. And when he was Mechal as Meister Sheini originally, there was a little bit less Meister Sheini than money. So that means there's a little bit of money left over, and therefore he could use that little bit of leftover money to Mechal this Meister Sheini, which is worth less than a Shavar Pruta. Another thing we're asked, Meisveh, we have a mission that says as follows: Hachum Vabikurim, we're dealing with Chuman Bikurim, Chayav Nalein Misa. If a non Kain or Tame Kain eats them, they're Chayav Misa Bidei Shema. And if a non-Kain eats them, he's not only have to pay back the principal amount, but he also has to add on a chaymesh, a fifth. Nun gimel alpha on top of a certain lazarim, a non-Kain is not allowed to eat it, and they belong to the Kain, and they're batel 1 in 100. So if one part truma falls into 100 parts chulin, there's bittel over here. One has to wash their hands before eating it, and if a Kain is tamei before he eats it, not only does he have to go to the mikvah, but he has to wait till nightfall, harav shemesh, as he has to wait for the sun to set in order for him to able to eat it. And Arei El B'Truma Bikurim, all these things apply to Truma Bikurim, Masha Enkin B'Maiser, this does not apply to Maiser. And we analyze this, my Masha Enkin B'Maiser, what does that mean that this doesn't apply to Maiser? Lav Mechlal doesn't apply the Maiser Batal Beruba. And when we're talking about Betel, Maiser Sheni is Batal Beruv. Truma Bikurim is only Batal 1 in 100, but for Maiser Sheni, we only need Rav, we only need a majority. If it means the Chizkiah, if Chizkiah's din is true, Havo Dever Sheish L'Matirin, then it means that Maiser is a Dever Sheish L'Matirin. It's something that has a way that we could permit it, and we don't have to rely on Betel, and anything which is able to become permitted is not batel even 1 in 1,000. The only time we're going to say something's batel is when there's no way to fix it up. There's no way to make it mutter except for betel. So we'll say, fine, there's betel 1 in 100, maybe betel barov or 1 in 60, one of the applications of betel. But if something's able to become mutter, so we can't apply betel. And according to Chizkiah, this is a davar shesh l'matirin because we could just mechal the kedusha of this meister sheni, the fountain of the mixture, onto money that he has. And so there shouldn't be betel. This mishnah is a question on Chizkiah. The Gemara says, hold on 1 second. Uimai, the Masha Enkim and Meiser, the Batal Beruba. Who says, when the Mishnah tells us, Masha Enkim and Meiser, this does not apply to Meiser, that means that Meiser is Batal Beruv. Domo le Batal Klal. Maybe the Mishnah is saying the opposite. The Meiser Sheni is not Batal at all. Like we're suggesting in Shitas Chizkiah, and then the Mishnah would be just like Chizkiah. The Gemara answers, Loimas is Amritachi, you can't say that. To the Gabi Truma, since the Mishnah itself is talking about Truma, Chomer Truma Katani, Kule Truma, Laikatani. We're obviously talking about the Chomers of Truma and not Kulas of Truma. And this would mean that it would be a Kula of Truma. The Truma is Batal 1 in 100, but Meister Sheni is not batel at all. And again, we're talking about chomers of truma, not kulas of truma. The Gemara asks, why are you saying that? Hakatani vehein nechse kayin. The Mishnah says that they're in the chasm of the kayin; they belong to him. So we do mention a kula of truma over here. The Gemara gives a different answer. Don't think that. Meaning, don't say that Meister Sheni is not batel. The Tanya Behadia, because we have a brass that tells us beferosh Meister Sheni batel beruba. The Meister Sheni is batel beruv. And who is Meister Sheni amru? Which Meister Sheni are we talking about? The Meister Sheim b'shavar pruta with Meister Sheni that's not worth a shavar pruta. Vishenechaz Yerushalayim v'yatza, or that went into Yerushalayim and then was taken out of Yerushalayim. And once again, we have this question: Vim Isla Chizkiah. If what Chizkiah said is true, liyavale the Chizkiah. Let's just do what Chizkiah said. Vinechale al Meisar Yishaynos, and take this Meisar Sheni, the found to a mixture, and transfers kedusha onto the original money that he has. And the Brisa doesn't say that; it says there's bittel barayv. Question on Chizkiah. The Gemara answer is not a question. Delay parik. We're talking about where this fellow had not yet redeemed any other Meisar Sheni, so he doesn't have Meisar Sheni money lying around. Ask the Gemara, fine. So let's do that right now. Vinesi Meisar. Bring Meister Sheni right now, the Islay that he has, and it's Tarfinu, and be Mitzdarfit, which means you should take other Meister Sheni that was not your redeemed, and bring it near this mixture that had less than a pruta of Meister Sheni fall in, and say as follows: this Meister Sheni that I have over here should be Mitzdarif with the Meister Sheni that I have in this mixture, and then redeem it onto money. The Gemara answers, that's not a possibility. Dairaisa Midrabanon, like Mitzdarfi. Something that's Chayiv Midrabanon, and something that's only Chayiv Midrabanon cannot be combined. Meister Sheni that he brought right now would be Chayiv to have its Kedusha transferred onto money, Midrabanon. Whereas the Meister Sheni that fell into this mixture is only chayav to have his kedusha transferred midrabanon, because midaraisa davar sheish lamatirin is batal. It's only midrabanon that it's not batal, and so therefore we wouldn't be able to do this. Asking more fine from nesi demai, so bring demai, which is only chayav midrabanon. So you have the meister sheni inside the mixture, which is only chayav drabanon, and the demai as well, which is outside the mixture, which is drabanon. The Gemara says we can't do that either. Dil ma'asi la'suyu vadai, because maybe he's going to end up accidentally bringing vadai, which is chayav midaraisa, and once again we can't combine midaraisa and drabanon. We continue asking nesi shtei prutas, why not bring two two prutas, and be mechalal meiser sheni, that's chayv midai raisa, the mechalal this meiser sheni, which is less than a pruta, that fell into the mixture, al hayach yisera, and the remaining half a pruta. The Gemara responds, that's not a possibility, because mi savras pruta umechza tafsa shtei prutas, do you really think that the pruta and a half of meiser sheni that he brought now is chopped up or is taken up by one and a half prutas that he has, and the other half a pruta is available for the meiser sheni that he has in the mixture? Loi, that's not so. Pruta tafsa pruta, one pruta that he has over here takes up one pruta of meiser sheni that he brought, v'chatzi pruta loy tafsa, and the other half of pruta meiser sheni that he brought to be mechal onto this money is not taken up, meaning it's not mechal onto the money, and hadar havile deirasi drabanan. And once again, we have a case of deirasi drabanan. He has half a pruta of meiser sheni here that's chayv midaraisa, half a pruta of meiser sheni in the mixture, which is only chayv drabanan, and we already said, udairasi drabanan loy mistarfi. That's something that's chayv midaraisa, and something that's only chayv midrabanan is not mistarf. But the market is asking, nasi isser. So why don't we bring in isser's worth, and isser is more than a pruta, then we won't have this issue. The Gemara says, no, because Dom Asi Asi Prutais, maybe he's going to end up bringing Prutais, and then we're going to run into the same issue. And therefore, we conclude the discussion in regards to Maaser Sheni that's worth less than a Shava Pruta that falls into a mixture. We can understand how, even according to Chizkiya, they'll say there's Bittel Barayv, and we can't use Chizkiya's suggestion. And again, it's not a question on Chizkiya, because even Chizkiya would agree to that. But now we go on to the next part, we continue asking. We had said, Vishenichas Yushalayim Vyata, if Maaser Sheni went into Yushalayim and out, and then it fell into a mixture, it's going to be Bittel Barayv. So the question is, Vamai, why would that be? Why don't we just take it and bring it back into Yerushalayim? Why should we say there's Bittel Barayv? And the answer is, B'shinitma became Tamei. Ask the Gemara, fine, so V'nifrake, let's redeem it. The Amr Reb Lazar says, Minayla Maaser Sheni Shinitma, Shepai Denoy Sai. How do we know that if Maaser Sheni became Tamei, we're allowed to redeem it? Nun Gemara based on top, Afilu B'Yerushalayim, even if it's in Yerushalayim, we know that once we bring Maaser Sheni into Yerushalayim, we're not allowed to redeem it. And over here, the Chiddush is that even if it's in Yerushalayim, if it became Tamei, we're allowed to redeem it. Shinam Rakaz the Pasuk says, Kilay Suchal Se'esai. He's not able Se'esai. And V'ain Se'esai Lachila, Se'es means eating. Shinam Rakaz the Pasuk says, Vayisa Masais Me'es Panav. He took food from before him. And so therefore, when the Pasuk tells us, Kilay Suchal Se'esai, it means that a person is not able to eat it. And this is telling us that if the Maaser Sheni is outside Yerushalayim and he's not able to bring it into Yerushalayim, maybe it's too much, it's too heavy, it's going to get spoiled by the time he brings it in. Or if he's in Yerushalayim and it's Tamei, so he can't eat it, in both these situations, he's able to redeem it. Once again, going back to our discussion, just because he has Maaser Sheni that went to Yerushalayim and was brought out of Yerushalayim became Tamei, so it's not a big deal. Why say that it's Bittel Barayv? My answer is Ella Bilakuach Bekas Maaser Sheni. We're talking about food that was purchased with money of Maaser Sheni, and that's why this food is considered Maaser Sheni, and that's never allowed to be redeemed. Ask the Gemara, why not? Lakuach Bekas Maaser Sheni Lifrake. Even food that was purchased with money of Maaser Sheni is able to be redeemed. Now we have Mishnah that says Halakuach Bekas Maaser Sheni Shenitma. Food that was purchased with money of Maaser Sheni that became Tamei, if that's allowed to be redeemed. The Gemara answers Rabbi Yehuda. We're going to cheat this Rabbi Yehuda. The Amru holds he cover that it has to be buried and it's not allowed to be redeemed. Ask the Gemara, Rabbi Yehuda, if we're going to cheat this Rabbi Yehuda, my area yatsa. And why do we have to establish the case that this Maaser Sheni was brought outside Yerushalayim? Afil lo yatsa nami. Even if it wasn't brought outside Yerushalayim, it would have to be redeemed. The Gemara answers al ilam b'tahar. We're actually talking about Maaser Sheni that was tahar and umay yatsa. What does it mean that it left Yerushalayim? It didn't actually leave Yerushalayim. It means the nafal mechitzas, that the mechitzas, the walls of Yerushalayim, fell down. And here we're in an interesting situation. We know that a person is not allowed to eat their Maaser Sheni unless they're in Yerushalayim. And how do you know that in Yerushalayim? Because you went into the mechitzas, you went into the walls of Yerushalayim. So he has his Maaser Sheni in Yerushalayim, but then the walls of Yerushalayim fell down. So he's not considered in Yerushalayim. So he can't eat it, but he can't redeem it either. Asking her, why not? V'amar Rava, Rava says, Mechitza lechol da'iraisa. The fact that you need to have the mechitzas, the walls of Yerushalayim, in order to be able to eat your Maaser Sheni, that's a din da'iraisa. But mechitzas liklait derabanon. The fact that the mechitzas are kailat, the mechitzas, so to speak, absorb your maaser, and they answer you from redeeming it if you're inside the mechitzas, that's only the rabbanon. And v'chigaz rabbanon ki isu l'mechitzas. When the rabbanon made this gezerah that you're not allowed to redeem maaser sheni once it went into Yerushalayim and was brought out, that's only when there are mechitzas, but kilas no mechitzas l'gaz rabbanon. When there's no mechitzas of Yerushalayim, because Yerushalayim doesn't have any walls, so they weren't geyser. And once again, we shouldn't have to rely on betel, and we should be allowed to be paidit. The more answers like plug rabbanon, the rabbanon didn't differentiate between isu l'mechitzas, between lesu l'mechitzas. It doesn't make a difference whether there are currently mechitzas or there aren't mechitzas. When the Rabbanah made this din applies in all situations, and even though there aren't mechitzas, the Maaser Sheni is not allowed to be redeemed, and that's why it's considered like it's outside the mechitzas, it can't be redeemed, and that's why we have to rely on Bittel. So this is all a long discussion, trying to answer up Shitas Chizkiya. However, we have a totally different answer. Rav Huna bar Yehuda Amar Rav Sheshes, Chadik Tani. Really, this memory that we use to ask on Chizkiya is one thing. It's not two separate dinim. What's it telling us? Maaser Sheni she'ein b'shever pruta she'nichnas l'Yerushalayim. V'yatza, Maaser Sheni that's not worth a shever pruta, that went into Yerushalayim and that left, that is a din of Bittel. So the main focus is that it's outside Yerushalayim, and we're not focusing on the fact that it's not worth a Shavu Pruta. So it's not a question on Chizkiya in the first place. So the Gemara asks the same exact questions. words, amai, why should we say there's betel b'roiv? Why don't we turn around, bring it back into Yerushalayim and eat it? And the answer is, denof mechitzas, because mechitzas fell down. Ask more of an ifr case, let's redeem it. Zama Rava, Rava says, mechitzal lechol d'arais, mechitzal look like d'rabanon, and chigaz d'rabanon, ki isan l'mechitzas, ki lasan l'mechitzas, loigaz d'rabanon. And so therefore, there shouldn't be exer d'rabanon over here, and we should be allowed to redeem it. And the answer is, like, plug rabanon, rabanon didn't make a differentiation, and that's why we have to rely on betel. Ask the Gemara, hold on a second. Ihach, if this is really so, that the main issue over here is that this Meiser Sheni went into Yerushalayim and then went out of Yerushalayim because the mechitzas fell down, so it's like it's out of Yerushalayim. My area in by Shavapruta. Why do we have to mention at all that it's not worth a Shavapruta? Afilu yesh by nami. Even if it is worth a Shavapruta, you're not allowed to redeem it and you should have to rely on betel. Why mention at all that it's worth less than a Shavapruta? The Gemara answer is loyim by a kamar. It's a loyim by a. Loyim by yesh by. You don't even have to say that if it is worth a Shavapruta, the kaltalim mechitzas, at the moment it went to Yerushalayim, it's considered like it's called, like it's absorbed by the mechitzas, and now it's already considered in Yerushalayim, and if it goes out, you're not allowed to redeem it. Aval ain by you, but if it's not worth a Shavapruta, imaloi kaltalim mechitzas. I might say that since it's worth less than a Shavapruta, it's not even considered like it's in Yerushalayim. There's no klitas mechitzas. It wasn't absorbed by the walls of Yerushalayim. And now if it goes out of Yerushalayim, you would be allowed to redeem it because there was never klitas mechitzas. Kamash Malan, the chiddush is that even if it's worth less than a Shavapruta, it's considered like it was absorbed by the mechitzas. It's considered to be in Yerushalayim. And the moment it goes out because the walls fall down, it's not allowed to be redeemed anymore. And that's the chiddush. Now we continue talking about redeeming Meister Sheni. Tana Rabbanan Brisa says, quoting a pasuk, Im gal yigal ish mi maestroi, if a person redeems mi maestroi from his maester. Now what does this tell us? Mi maestroi v'loi kol maestroi, that a person only has ability to redeem some of his maester, but not all of his maester. In other words, there are certain situations where a person can't redeem his maester sheni. Prat la maester sheni, shem by shavapruta, this excludes maester sheni that doesn't have a shavapruta in it. It's not worth a pruta. A person is not able to redeem that, and this is clearly not like chizkia. Now we further discuss this. Itmar was stated, Rav Ami says, ain bai. That means the maester sheni itself is not worth a shavapruta. Whereas Ravasi says, ain b'chum shai. It means that the value of the chaimesh, the fifth of the maester sheni, is not worth a pruta. As we know, when a person redeems their own maester sheni, they have to add on a fifth of its value. As Ravasi is telling us, what the pasuk is saying is that even if the person's maester sheni itself is worth a shavapruta, if the chaimesh is not going to be worth a shavapruta, he can't redeem this maester sheni. And say machlokes Rabbi Yochanan Amar ain bai. Rabbi Yochanan says if it itself is not worth a shavapruta, he can't redeem it. Whereas Rav Shimon Lakish Amar, Rav Shlakish says ain b'chum shai. If its chaimesh doesn't have a shavapruta, you can't redeem it. As the Gemara Meisvei, Maaser Sheni Shein B'Shavar Pruta. If Maaser Sheni doesn't have a Shavar Pruta, Daye Shiyomar, it's enough that the person says, Hu V'chum Shemuchol on Maaser Shainos, that it and its Chaimish is Mechol on the original money that I was paid in my other Maaser Sheni on. So Bishleim Elamanda Amar Ein B'chum Shai, we understand according to the Manda Amrim, who hold that you're not able to redeem Maaser Sheni if the Chaimish won't be worth a Shavar Pruta, Hanuk Tani Dayoi. So that's why this Brisa would tell us, Dayoi, it's sufficient if you do it as follows. And what would that be a Chiddush? The Afal Gav Dayoi Ispe, because even though the Maaser Sheni itself is worth a Pruta, since its chaimish doesn't have a fifth, so technically you're not able to be paid it, the Brayas is giving us a good way out that here's a way you are able to be paid it. El Manda Amar ain bai, but according to the Manda Amar, when the Maaser Sheni itself is not worth a pruta, you're not able to redeem it. My dayoi. Then what's the word dayoi telling us? What's the emphasis of the Brayasa? It seems to be that it's teaching us the same thing Chizkiah is telling us, and that wouldn't be a chiddush. The Gemara says, Kasha, you're right, this is a good question. We're going to stop here for the day, but pick up tomorrow and continue to talk about Pidyon Maaser Sheni. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.